While this audiobook is not solely about introverts, most Scorpios are quite introverted. Therefore, most advice regarding how to deal with introverts and how to respect their need for alone time applies to Scorpios. If you're an introvert parent, then you likely already know what it's like for your introvert child. He craves alone time as well as one-on-one time with each of his parents. He gets overwhelmed and overstimulated easily. He wants to be left alone sometimes. He does not always want to do what the group is doing. He is independent and likes to be in charge of himself. I grew up an introvert in a house full of extroverts. I was told things such as the following. You're so antisocial. No, I'm not. I just need alone time to recharge my energy. You shouldn't close your bedroom door when you're reading because it isolates you from the rest of the family. Bingo, that's what I need right now. Why didn't you come downstairs and greet our guests when they came in the door? Because I need alone time to recharge from having to deal with people all day. And I wasn't ready to greet people yet. Don't withdraw. I'm withdrawing so that I can recharge to have energy to deal with you people. You're not listening. No, I'm not, because you are engaging in useless lip movement, droning on and on without saying anything of substance, and I'm overwhelmed. Get out of your room, come downstairs, and be with the family. I would slink out of family social gatherings as a child to seek some quiet with a book. When family members would question this, I would explain, I'm tired. Since I was a child, I did not yet know how to articulate how social gatherings overstimulated and exhausted me. Instead of trying to understand why I was exhausted, people would make comments suggesting that there was something wrong with me or that I was selfish for not wanting to be with other people. I see myself in my child all the time. Introverted kids need alone time, but they do not usually know how to express this need diplomatically. My son will say or do the following. Can you please stop asking me questions? Because he needs quiet time to reflect. Can you please not sit on the sofa with me? I want to be alone right now. I think it is totally appropriate for a child to say something like this. It is the parent's job to help the child articulate what he is feeling, and an introverted child should get alone time to be able to recover his energy. This helps the entire family become stronger communicators and avoid frustration and overreaction. He will withdraw into his bedroom and read. When we are with extended family, he will retreat to another, more silent part of the room or to another room because he is overstimulated. He will cry at something innocuous because he is overwhelmed. Here is a good example about a young Scorpio girl I know. Jenny, an introverted Scorpio, lives with her mother and grandparents. Jenny gets out of bed at 7 a.m. to get ready for school. Her grandmother, who has been up since 4 a.m., engages Jenny right away. Grandma greets her granddaughter effusively. Good morning, sweetheart. You've got a big day. You've got school, then a play date, and then a school ceremony. We made breakfast. You better come to the table and have some to get ready for your big day. Jenny curls up in a fetal position on an armchair. Mind you, this child has just woken up. Grandma says, what's wrong? Don't you feel well? Jenny ignores Grandma. Grandma snaps at Jenny and asks why she is so crabby. I'm not putting up with it. I don't deserve this. Jenny goes outside and hides beneath the picnic table on the deck. Grandpa notices and says, does this child have psychological problems? Jenny goes to speak to her mom, another introvert, privately. Jenny tells her mom, there's too much happiness in this household. It's making my head explode. Grandma here does not understand that she completely overwhelmed Jenny as soon as she woke up, before Jenny had a chance to process anything.